With the past year being as hard as it has been, there's no shortage of things to scream about. But where can you go to let out a few good yells that would be private enough? This question was recently posted to social media and received many excellent suggestions, and we have added a few of our own. Perhaps you're wondering if screaming is even a good way to get rid of stress in the first place. As it turns out, in the short term the answer is yes, but for longer term relief screaming is not ideal. According to a popular science article written early this year, screaming is a proven way of releasing tension, akin to lifting the lid off of a pot of boiling water before it boils over. Without any further ado, here are some of the best places that would either conceal your cathartic cries or offer enough privacy that passerby needn't investigate further. 10. Sporting events with live audiences. While the coronavirus, COVID-19, pandemic has all but eliminated live sporting events for the time being, when they're back on they would provide the perfect screaming venue. Your screams of angst would fit in quite well at a Canucks game and perhaps even better at a Vancouver Whitecaps game when the opposing team scores a goal. 9. Movie theater. Of course, you'll want to be careful with this option. Best not to choose a recently released blockbuster, but maybe a movie with less than 3 stars on Rotten Tomatoes. Wait until the movie has started to make sure no stragglers are coming, watch until the emotional climax and the music swells, then just let loose. 8. Capilano Suspension Bridge. On a rainy day, the weather plays a key role here, as the bridge is one of the most popular attractions in Metro Vancouver, so you'll want to wait until it is a less desirable spot. Thankfully, North Vancouver is notoriously rainy in the fall and September is approaching. The dense trees and sound of the Capilano River below will also serve to deaden the sounds of your anguished vocal cords. 7. Vancouver Public Library Recording Studios. Due to COVID-19, these soundproofed booths are unfortunately closed. However, when they reopen you can channel that negative energy into something artistic? Any death metal bands looking for a singer? 6. Elevators. As there are plenty of elevators in the city to choose from, this option just really comes down to timing. You want to make sure the doors are fully closed and the car has at least started to move so you can unleash your pent-up fury as you move between floors. Might we suggest this utterly beautiful elevator at the Douglas Hotel? 5. In your vehicle, cars come packed with insulation to reduce road noise coming into the vehicle, which of course works the other way round too. Vehicles also provide a myriad of location options to scream into, like an underground parking lot or just driving down the highway. 4. Vancouver International Airport. Definitely one of the more creative ideas. This comes straight from Reddit user Yankovich, who writes, there is a parking lot on Templeton Drive opposite of the airport's runway. Time your car screaming so you scream only when aircraft are arriving. The sound will be covered, Yankovich writes, adding, there's also some low traffic roads by the South Terminal where you can park and scream undisturbed. 3. Any ride at Playland. What better way to conceal your screams than in plain sight? Similar to the sporting events option, no one would suspect you weren't screaming about the Playland ride, and not that your ex moved on suspiciously quickly. 2. Smash Therapy. Yes, you read that right. Unleash your inner barbarian at Richmond Smash Therapy and unleash a blood-curdling cry as you bring a sledgehammer down the laptop that chose not to save your final paper. 1. Underwater free is often the best option. Most have access to a bathtub and water to fill it with, so draw a nice bath, take a deep breath and go for it. The best part is once you feel better you can just relax in the tub.